Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the EL.En. Group third quarter 2017 financial results conference call. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Ms. Bianca Fersini. Please go ahead, madam.
Thank you. Good morning to good afternoon or good morning to everyone, and thank you for joining us. With me on the call, Andrea Cangioli, EL.En.'s Managing Director, and Enrico Romagnoli, EL.En.'s Chief Financial Officer and Investor Relator. Before we begin, please note that there is a remarks management makes on the conference call about future expectations, plans, and prospects, and forward-looking statements. Certain statements in this call, including those addressing to the company's beliefs, plans, objectives, estimates, or expectation of a possible future result or events, are forward-looking statements. Forward-looking statements involve known or unknown risks, including general economic and business conditions and conditions in the industry we operate, and may be affected should our assumption turn out to be inaccurate. Consequently, no forward-looking statement can be guaranteed, and actual future results, performance, or achievements may vary materially from those expressed or implied by such forward-looking statements. The company undertakes no obligation about the contents, nor to update the forward-looking statements to reflect events or circumstances that may arise after the date hereof. But let me introduce to the call Andrea Cangioli. Go on, Andrea.
Thank you, Bianca. Good morning or good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for joining us for this call on the third quarter 2017 financial results. In this quarter, that is normally considered the weakest because of the summer vacation traditionally taken in Italy and the actual slowdown of the business throughout at least Europe, we delivered another extraordinary performance, registering record results for the third quarter. 75.5 million revenue for the quarter mean 27% revenue growth quarter on quarter and lead to a 21 and change percent revenue growth over the 9 months. 9 million of quarterly EBIT lift the 9 months performance to 22.2 million, which beats last year's results and more significantly our guidance, which was targeting last year's EBIT as the very best expected result for 2017. Cash generation from operations was also very satisfying, leading to a strong quarterly increase of the net financial position despite the cash needed to support the growth. We are obviously extremely pleased and comfortable with the situation, with the achieved results, and with the set of positive, strong signals that our Q3 2017 performance implies. First of all, the buoyant market for laser metal cutting. As you know, we played our cards in the segment, launching a joint venture in China back in 2007, with the target to build up a market position in the most important market for manufacturing. Over the years, the sales infrastructure has been duly organized, and also manufacturing capacity has been progressively increased. We were ready to grab the fruits that the technological shift in the laser sources for metal cutting has put in place in the last years. Fiber lasers have eliminated our market for high-power CO2 laser sources, but have considerably amplified the size of our market as system manufacturers. Fiber lasers enjoy lower maintenance and usage costs, increased productivity, and easily scalable in power size, and are therefore suitable for progressively replacing traditional metal cutting technology, therefore increasing the size of their market. and we were there, ready and capable to get this growth opportunity. And the opportunity was not only a Chinese opportunity, but it will extend worldwide. And already, our Italian facility, Cutlite Penta, is enjoying the effects of this market change as its financial results clearly testify. To close my comments on the industrial market, as the laser marking market, also the laser marking market is registering outstanding performances, and we are very well positioned to fulfill the demand increase specific of this market segment, which is enjoying high demand because of the demand for products for identification in manufacturing processes. Without being able to reach the outstanding growth rate of the industrial market, medical markets performed very well too in the quarter. Revenue growth was over 10%, and significant traction was experienced in several segments. We are extremely pleased with the continued success of our Q-switched and picosecond laser for tattoo removal, a technology that is being successfully applied to rejuvenation and skin toning techniques with a high degree of efficacy on the oriental skin. Therefore, we benefit of an important increase in number of units sold in Far East. The whole aesthetic world has been extremely successful in the quarter, including hair removal systems and our traditional CO2 rejuvenation system. We launched the most powerful Alexandrite hair removal system on the market, the Thunder by Quanta System, and are thrilled by the potential of the products that we have in the pipeline for next year. Surgery did overall very well in the quarter, though Enrico will in a few minutes show you a decrease in the segment over the 9 months. In fact, we did extremely well in urology, where both the lithotripsy and the BPH, benign hyperplasia of the prostate segment, registered double-digit growth. But on a yearly basis, the segment has been hit by the decrease in Mona Lisa Touch sales in the United States. Mona Lisa Touch is one of our flagship systems and applications, and it did very well all over the world, confirming, despite an increasing pressure of the competition, its prominent position as absolute market leader for the treatment of vaginal atrophy. It though marked a decrease in the US-based sales, initially in the year due to inventory management policies by our distributor Sinosure, and down in the year as an effect of the transition in the management of Sinosure following its acquisition by Hologic. It is no secret, please check Hologic releases, that the transition has been much tougher than expected, and that Hologic is now engaged in a deep restructuring of Sinosure's activities and management in order to have it perform at the standards it used to perform before the acquisition, and recovering from a weak performance. Though sales to Sinosure of Mona Lisa Touch increased in the third quarter, and Hologic appears fully committed to revamp Sinosure's and Mona Lisa Touch's business, Hologic is not yet expecting a full recovery of the business size and vitality until 2018. Moreover, as you will shortly see in detail, profitability is enhanced by this strong sales volume increase since, though we had to give up some points in margin, the operating leverage is such that overall EBIT increased. And this is mainly true for the industrial sector. Those of you that are familiar with us from a while know that the industrial sector has not been a major contributor to the group's profits in the last years. And I mentioned this was due to the suboptimal dimension of our activity, to our missing to reach the critical mass that would make this sector as profitable as the medical is. Well, we are now where we need to be, and certain segments of the industrial business are achieving EBIT margins above the group's average. And the growth rate we are having today is obviously extremely pleasing and not sustainable on the long run, but the size that we reached is sustainable as long as the economic environment stays favorable as it is today. I now turn the call to Enrico for the financial details.
Thank you, Andrea. Good afternoon. LM Group closed the first 9 months of the year with consolidated revenues of 280 million euros, up 22% for the 9 months of last year. The gross margin was 91 million of euros, up 16% compared to the 79 million of last year, thanks to the increase in turnover. The decline in margin to 41.6% from 43.8% is mainly due to the change in sales mix, and two are the relevant phenomena from this point of view. The first and the most important is the increase in turnover in the industrial sector, especially in the Chinese market, where the average margin on sales is lower than in the medical sector. In fact, the impact of industrial revenues on total turnover up 9% respect to the same period of last year. The second one in the medical sector is the result of a different sales mix with an increase in overall turnover, but with a lower margin than in the previous period. Operating cost and staff cost increased in the total value, but the impact declined. At September, the group's employees were 1,231, up from 1,093 as of December last year, and the new recruitment mainly concerned Chinese athletes. EBITDA was 26.5 million euros, up 16% over the first 9 months of last year, with an impact on sales of 12%. The slight reduction in terms of profitability is mainly due to the reduction in gross margin, but in the meantime, the ability to manage the growth, controlling the fixed cost, has allowed to industrial companies to achieve an important operating leverage effect with a significant improvement in their earnings. Amortization and other accruals increased from 3.2 million of euros to 4.4 million, mainly due to the adjustment of the provision for bad debts in Chinese companies in line with the rapid growth rate. EBIT showed a positive balance of 22.1 million, up 12% from 19.8 million of on the first 9 months of previous year, and with an impact on sales of 10%. Pre-tax results showed a positive balance of 19.1 million of euros, down from 42 million of last year. The pre-tax income is lower than last year because last year there was the gain on disposal of Samsung shares for 23 million of euros, together with higher forex exchange losses, especially on US dollar, in the first 9 months of 2017. The third quarter results are better than those of 9 months and than the third quarter of last year too. Sales grew over 27% with a margin of sales of 41.6%. EBITDA was 11 million, up 50%, and EBIT is 9 million with an impact on sales of 12% from 10.5%. Of last quarter. And thanks to the third quarter result, EBIT margin for the 9 months increased of 1% from the first 6 months of the current year. The net financial position of the group decreased of 7 million during the year from 83 million to 76 million, and the cash absorption of the period was mainly due to the increase in net working capital, which grew in accordance with the rapid growth of the group. During the first half of the year, dividends paid were 8.5 million of euros. We also recall that for 11.5 million of euros and 1 million was invested during the first 9 months of the 2017, cash is invested in insurance policies that, by their nature, is included among no current financial assets and so not included in net financial position. And there are no particular investment in fixed assets during the first 9 months. From the point of view of the geographical distribution, there was an uniform growth over 20% in all areas, and the results in Italy have been very satisfactory, both in industrial and in the medical sector, and the foreign markets are more than 80% of the group's turnover. Trend in medical application sector was good. The growth in third quarter was 10%, and the overall growth of 5% for the sector is the result of the brilliant trend in aesthetic, led by hair removal, tattoo removal, and skin rejuvenation, up by more than 23%, and the decline in surgical application and service, down respectively by 9% and 18%. In the meantime, good result was achieved in urological and surgery and physiotherapy. The drop in surgical, as mentioned already by Andrea, is mainly due to the decline in Mona Lisa Touch application in the United States, even though the result for the 9 months showed an improvement with respect to the first 6 months as a result of a good purchase volume by Chinese Urologic during the third quarter, but the reduction remained as expected significant. The drop in services is primarily due to the upgrade phase of aesthetic system, which had a peak last year. And there were also reduction in sales of fiber optics used for urological system and creams sold together with the aesthetic application. Furthermore, during the third quarter of last year, there was exceptional revenues in services contract in Japan. We expect the revenues for the service and post-sales activities they will resume in next year their physiological growth trend. The growth for industrial system, well over 50%, is primarily due to the performance of Chinese companies for metal cutting system, with a growth rate over 84%, but also thanks to the performance of Italian companies, Cutlite Penta 80% for cutting and marking system, and Lasit 38% for marking system. The success of Italian companies go far the effects of incentives provided under the name of Industry 4.0. Thanks to the remarkable growth of more than 64% after the first 9 months, the cutting segment became the most important segment for the group in terms of turnover, overcoming the aesthetic medical segment. Growth in the laser sources sector continues to be a consolidated trend, and the group is one of the few producers in the world for CO2 laser sources of medium power excited by radio frequency. Industrial services revenue increase of 50% due to the rapid increase in installed base. Thanks to the good third quarter sales and operating results in the first 9 months of the year, clearly exceeded those achieved last year and the forecast issued at the beginning of the year. In particular, the increase in turnover over 20% enabled the company to benefit of operating leverage that significantly improved its operating profitability. In line with the current favorable condition of our main markets, achieving the third 300 million of euro turnover threshold for the year end represents today a truly and achievable goal. With sales around 300 million, the operating result would go to exceed the guidance largely, keeping it above 10% on sales. Now, Andrea and me, we are able to answer to your question. Thanks.
Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. The first question is from Renato Gargiulo with Intermonte. Please go ahead.
Yes, good afternoon. Well, just a few questions from my side. The first one is on industrial margins. Could you give us an update about your utilization rate of your production capacity for your China's plants, given the strong growth in sales? And related to this, if you're expecting additional investments for the next year. Then, second question, could you give us an indication, any first feedbacks about the new Italian distribution under the brand Renaissance for the DECA and Quanta System products? And if you have any update about any further news or changes in your distribution in Italy or in other markets. And then third question, about an update about the possible new technology for body shaping. Thank you.
Thank you, Renato, for your questions. I have answers that are on a quality level, on a description level. First, margins industrial, we are not increasing significantly gross margins, but we are significantly increasing EBIT margins due to the leverage effects, and we are extremely pleased to the combination that we are currently enjoying. About the production capacity in China, we still have some expansion room for our capacity in our Wenzhou factory, but we plan to increase the capacity by starting the building of a new factory of which we already own the land, again in Wenzhou, close to the first factory that we had. Moreover, I believe that we will have to move from the current facility we have in Wuhan, which is rented, which is leased, it's not owned, in order to have also a more suitable facility in Wuhan itself. Anyway, we believe that the new plant was a very important boost to the production capacity and to the whole image of our companies in China. And it still has some room in terms of expansion. Also in Italy, we expanded the production footprint for Cutlite Penta, and we plan to expand the production footprint for the industrial activities, and this will involve some capital expenditure starting from the fourth quarter 2017. Renaissance, we are extremely pleased with the results of Renaissance. We don't disclose the details in terms of numbers, but we see a clear increase in revenue, and Renaissance is the market leader in Italy, is the acknowledged market leader in Italy, and we have good financial return from this investment. We are slowly getting other restructuring in distribution. There are several cooperations worldwide with Quanta System and within Quanta System and DECA. They show jointly at booths, though since we have several distribution contracts in place, we are not able to have them joined under the same brand yet, and not necessarily we will follow this path all over the world. For sure, there is a positive cooperation of the distribution networks. Finally, the fourth question, body shaping technologies. We are moving forward. We are planning the launch for the beginning, for the Q2 2018. As you know, we need to be very careful. We are studying a technology which could be revolutionary, but we cannot simply place it on the market until we are completely confident with all the details of the application, and this means studies performed with a good scientific level in order to make sure that once we are on the market, we don't have surprises under the point of view of the efficacy and of the safety of the units.
Okay, thank you. If I may, just a couple of follow-ups. One on industrial service revenues. From one side, you are saying that the new systems should have a lower maintenance cost. But on the other side, clearly, given the strong growth for industrial sales, service revenue should follow in the future. So can we assume growth for this part of the business looking forward? And then a second question, more strategical one on the North American market. So you are looking at the future. You are still committed with the Sinosur, or could you evaluate any alternative in terms of distribution? Thank you.
Laser, industrial laser services. We are very early into the maintenance revenues for fiber laser systems, and maintenance revenues are extremely low. Also, we do not manufacture the laser sources. So in case we have a revenue which is, I mean, we are in second row after the laser source manufacturer. We will still have revenue from the legacy installed base, which is quite large, and this will slowly decrease. I don't know how these two ramps will match. There will be an increasing ramp of a small per unit revenue for fiber lasers and a decreasing ramp for the decreasing installed base on the CO2 laser. I expect it to be flat or slightly decreasing next year. For what concerns North American Sinosure, please consider that Sinosure is tied to a lamp for North America to one product only, which is the Mona Lisa Touch. Then we have also a worldwide contract for the cellulase and the triplex, which are actually Sinosure products. So we don't have other ties to Sinosure than the Mona Lisa Touch. For the Mona Lisa Touch, we have a contract, and in this moment we have also the commitment of Hologic to turn around a situation which is quite difficult to be approached by Sinosure itself, but in the moment we are aligned with Hologic strategies in revamping the Mona Lisa Touch market.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The next question is from Andrea Bonfa with Bank Across. Please go ahead.
Hello, good afternoon to everybody. Part of my question has been already asked from Renato, but I would like maybe if you can recap a little bit on what you are expecting in terms of new products for next year. We already mentioned the Mona Lisa, and in particular, if you can be more specific in as far as you can expect higher sales of Mona Lisa Touch to Sinosure next year. And the second one is related to the factor reduction device. I didn't catch very well if it's going to be launched in the first or in the second quarter. And finally, there is also this new dermatologic product, which also was quite innovative and which you basically never disclosed neither the client nor the potential. Maybe if you can return also on that. And finally, still on the same topic, if you can expand a little bit more on the say new markets for the new Mona Lisa and maybe new geographical market for your existing products. Finally, it seems to me, looking at the third quarter, that the implied guidance for the fourth quarter 2017 is a bit conservative. Maybe if you can elaborate on that. And in particular, on the prospective growth for the industrial next year, is something we can expect still in the double-digit scenario, or maybe if you can elaborate also on that. And finally, for the time being, as far as the bad debt in China are concerned, is that a one-off, or shall we assume some more in the fourth quarter and maybe to stabilize the current level also for next year? Thank you very much.
Thank you, Andrea. For the questions, you always think that we are conservative, and I'm under certain point of view, I understand, especially after the delivery of the, of these results, starting from your statement that 300 million revenue is conservative. You are right, because if we apply the same ratio of revenues of 2016 between the first three quarter and the fourth quarter, we'll overcome 300 million. So it would be a little bit more. What we are saying is that we are confident in reaching 300 million. Then, I don't know, if we will do extremely well, we will be well above, but we'll be in the ballpark of 300 million for 2017. I'll go back to your questions about new technologies. Unfortunately, I'm not able to answer you in detail because your questions are very looking forward and very analytic, so I need to be a little bit more vague. But let's start from what I had already said. Q2 is the delivery of the new body shaping product. On Mona Lisa Touch in the United States, we would like to see an increase. If you read what Hologic is saying, and which is more or less what they are telling to us, they are undergoing a deep restructuring of the sales network and of the whole management of the company, which has been largely hurt by the transition. They say that they see a progressive recovery and a strong recovery in the second half of 2018. We will model our projections according to this statement. I'm not able to tell you if they will be actually able to increase volumes on 2017 or not. About the unknown dermatologic application, I confirm that we are on track for launching it during the year 2018. I confirm that I'm not able to disclose anything about it, and I confirm that we have great expectations about the traction that we will have from this specific application in the next years. 2000 year will be, for this technology, the same comment I made after Renato Gargiulo's questions on the body shaping technology. We need to make the testing. We need to make the safety and efficacy testing before we exit on the market, and we need also to have the relevant clearances. So this machine, this system, on which we have great expectation, will be ready in the second half of 2018. We then will have several other launches of new products and of improved products that will have a beneficial effect on revenue in medical, in the medical business in 2018. We'll have a multifunctional platform. We'll have new versions of certain CO2 lasers, and so we're expecting to do well. But of course, in terms of the new product, the body shaving product should be the number one for 2018. Then I don't remember what else.
About bad debt.
Bad debt in China. No, bad debt in China is one off. We have to adjust the policy. It was an analysis that we made together with our subsidiaries party. Basically, we had to adjust the criterion for the bad debt, and there was a one-time adjustment.
It is strictly connected to the rapid growth of the Chinese companies. And looking to the P&L of the Chinese companies, the impact on sales moved from 2 to 2.2% this year. So it's, there is no significant increase in terms of impact on sales increase.
I don't think you had any other questions, or maybe you have to call me.
No, no. For the time being, it's okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The next question is from Margaret Crow with Edison. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much for taking my call, gentlemen. But actually, my two questions, which were looking at new products and were looking at changes to the distribution channels, particularly within Italy, they have already been covered. So thank you very much. I know what I need to know. So thank you.
As a reminder, please go ahead, sorry.
Yeah, you said the question was about new products and about changing distribution channel, and your point was that it's not very much.
No. My point was, those were my questions, but you have already answered them very fully for the other two people asking questions. So I am perfectly satisfied. So thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
As a reminder, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and one on your telephone. For any further questions, please press star and one on your telephone. The next question is a follow-up from Andrea Bonfà with Banca Akros. Please go ahead.
Maybe this is a question for Enrico. Just if you can update us on what are your CapEx, plan for this year and 18 in the light also of the expansion of the industrial laser capacity, both in Italy and China. Thanks.
Let me answer. Basically, we have in our world, let's say, two kind of investments. We have a regular CapEx, which is, worth about 3.5 million on a yearly basis, 3.5 to 4 million, which is the minimum CapEx we have, and this is confirmed. Plus, we are undergoing CapEx for the expansions of the footprint, but not only in China. We have several investments coming up. In the next quarter, we will invest about 2.5 million for a new building in the Calenzano area, actually just in front of us. This will expand the footprint of our industrial production capacity in Italy. Between 2018 and 2019, we will go ahead and build a new factory in Wenzhou. I expect this investment to be in the order of magnitude of 4 to 5 million over the 2 years. In 2018, we will build a new factory in Vicenza for our subsidiary ASA. This will be a 3 million investment over 2018. In 2018, we hope to be able to expand the building of LASIT in Torre Annunziata. It should be an investment, depending upon the size of the building that we will be able to seize, about around 3 million over 2018 and 2019. In 2018, we will start the construction of the new building In Jena for the Asclepion laser technology premises, and this will be an investment of 3.5 million. Looks like we're a real estate company. Yeah? And moreover, we will have to expand the Quanta System building, which many of you have visited already, but due to the very rapid expansion of Quanta System is already lacking space for offices, so we'll need to create more office space, and this will be a 2018 investment of about 0.8 million. I guess this is more or less all. Of course, this is what we need to support the sales now. It's quite impressive. It's what it is, and it's something which will absorb cash resources over the next 2 years.
No, thank you very much. It seems a very good way to employ your cash. Is there any way some updates on potential M&A, or there is nothing on the radar?
There's always something on the radar, but nothing that for the moment turned out to be really interesting for us. Again, also in this quarter, I've examined certain potential targets, but we are extremely selective because we're doing very well. We have several seeds, like the one for this new application on which I'm being quite mysterious, which is one of the seeds that we planted for future growth, and we're growing very well in all our segments. So we don't want to be distracted from the huge potential that still our businesses have with something which is not fully consistent with what we are doing.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you, Andrea.
Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. Ms. Versini, gentlemen, there are no more questions registered this time. Excuse me, there is a follow-up question from Renato Gargiulo with Intermonte. Please go ahead.
Yes, sorry, just a quick one. On the tax rate, could you provide an indication about your expected full-year tax rate? Thank you.
About the tax rate, I think, Renato, it's not so easy because we are a different tax rate for the group, but the tax rate of the first 6 months could be a good approximation of the tax rate for the group. So more or less around 30%.
Okay, thank you.
There are no more questions at this time.
So thank you, everybody. thank you for the question, for your patience, as always, Enrico and myself are happy to answer your question that you can ask us directly by mail or by calling us. We'll be at your disposal for helping you create your model. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you to everyone. Bye. Bye-bye.